Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to Valley Outdoors, everybody. We're happy to be back. And lots of good stuff coming up. Ava, good to see you.
It's good to see you as well.
And we lots of stuff going on. We're going to be talking a little bit of Olympic stuff. We were unable to do that last week. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in Mille Lacs. We're going to talk ice, some Great Lakes contaminant good news, and lots more. Tons of stuff coming up. You're going to want to stick around. It's going to be big. Hang tight. More Valley Outdoors coming right up.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world.
Whoa.
Good to see you, Ava.
It's good to see you, too. How did you feel about the Olympics?
Felt pretty good.
You know, except your girl, she took a very nasty fall.
Yeah.
And that was pretty scary. So where do you want to start? Do you want to start?
Well, let's start with the whole, I was unable to, last week and a half, I was in Miami, at the Miami Boat Show. And we had some situations that came up that I became unavailable. So apologize to everybody on that, but that was one of those unforeseen circumstances that came up. And then the following week, I was in Cape Coral. I actually took some time off, and I ended in the same scenario. There's no way I could get to a location at that point. We were fishing, and not in a place that I could get. We had some challenges, let's put it that way. So that was a bummer, but I was following the Olympics steadily, and obviously with all that we were going on, I was hoping to be able to cover that, but we didn't, so we're jumping in. Jumping in first, obviously the big thing, unfortunately for Lindsey Vonn coming up at the Olympics, she did a great job. Everything that she did was, I mean, just right on, spot on. ACL in practice, not a big deal. People are wondering, that was the cause of the accident. No, she was braced up and it was not a big deal. That's happened many times before. You have a brace on. I ski with a brace just from a PCL, which is a hyperextension prevention in that particular case. And she was lateral. The ACL is more of a lateral scenario, anterior cruciate ligament. So the crash was not that. It's when you are going as fast as she does, you have one small error in position, and it was a hand position. It was the problem. She put her hand between the panel or between the gates that have a panel in between, and that will absolutely turn you into a pretzel. And unfortunately, the pretzel caused her fibula to also turn into a pretzel. Very fortunately for her, there was a doctor that was there because of her ACL, and he remained. Actually had, believe it or not, a dentist that I went and had some work, significant work on this last week, was out at the Stedman Institute in Colorado, and was talking to the actual possible, I can't confirm that or not, but possible doctor that was attending to Lindsey, and he saved her leg. It was that close to having amputation. It's called compartment syndrome. So it definitely is a challenge where the whole area gets swollen, full of blood, and they actually had to open it up. So, not to get graphic, but they saved her leg, which is great, and Lindsay will be skiing again at some point, which is the cool part. So, powers to her, prayers as well, but you know, that's what happens. You're in a game of very much inches and decimals of seconds. So she was going for it, which we don't take anything away from that. Jumping into the alpine side was kind of cool. The United States came away with 4 medals in alpine this year. And Breezy Johnson, a kind of an unexpected finish. She won the downhill gold in the opening weekend, which is a crazy cool thing. Obviously, with Lindsey Vonn unable to compete, that was a challenge. But pretty cool from that standpoint. And really, she also was proposed to during the weekend. So
yeah,
she is going to get married. Yeah, a pretty cool deal. We talked about Paula Molson, also another local person. Obviously, Lindsay came from the Twin City area. And Paula Molson and Jackie Wiles, they took bronze in the team combined, which was pretty impressive. Obviously, one of those things that you don't expect to coming out of it. And then, of course, Ryan Cochran Siegel, believe it or not, that was his mom. Won gold in 1952 Sapporo Games, 54 years to the day. That's when his her son won the actual event. And then, of course, moving on to Michaela Schifrin. She is the most decorated alpine skier, not the only American alpine skier in history to hold 3 Olympic gold medals, breaking the record previously by Ted Ligety and Andrea Mead Lawrence. Also, largest gap a margin of victory in 1.5 seconds. It wasn't even close in the slalom, which she had won. So she actually went to a psychiatrist to make sure she could get through with all what was going on. And, of course, Diggins got to a gold, and we have 2 guys. Jesse Diggins, again, another local, Twin Cities. So tons of local connection, which was exciting. And then we had the men that ended a 50-year medal drought, which was absolutely fantastic as well. We're looking at that side of it, and that was Ben Ogden and Gus Schumacher. Ogden won a silver, and then Gus and Ogden won another silver with a team event. And needless to say, pretty cool stuff across the board.
Yeah. Of course, our Duluth curling team, too.
Yeah. Another addition to the Minnesota connection in the Winter Olympics.
Yeah.
Hard to believe.
First time medaling. And curling. How fun.
It was pretty, lots of curling. I was trying to figure out what event's That's going like, on now.
I'm that like, was our favorite. It was curling for me and figure skating. That
well,
seemed
there
to
you
be.
Have it. It was the figure skating was kind of a disappointment, but in some ways,
I don't know. The women did great.
Yeah. The one woman that had the nerves and I think was, you know, Adams. I don't remember what it was, but. And then she came back and had the highest score in the free skate. So
that's just how
that
it
was
goes.
Redemption. So that's kind of cool. We're going to come right back. We're going to talk about an upbeat outlook for Mille Lacs in 2026. So that's going to be coming up. And we're going to talk a little bit about, CWD rates. We talked about that in Wisconsin. What's coming out now? You're going to want to hang around for this one. Stay tuned.